This is John Batchelor, continuing my conversation with Barry Strauss, the author of the new book, The War That Made the Roman Empire. It's a love story, sort of, for Valentine's Day. Antony and Cleopatra versus Octavian, who becomes Augustus. And the joint suicides of Antony and Cleopatra. Very strange. Here is the professor explaining how it's staged, and there are large questions that remain 2,000 years later about this staging. Barry Strauss, The War That Made the Roman Empire, Antony, Cleopatra, and Octavian at Actium, and after. More of this later for Valentine's Day, Antony and Cleopatra, for Valentine's Day, sort of.
Haul the bleeding to death Antony through the window.
Botches his attempt to commit suicide. He's still alive. Cleopatra gets the word of what's happening, and she says, you know, I'm not dead, actually. So he's brought to the mausoleum. He's hauled up by these women who are having trouble lacking upper body strength, hauling up. But they manage to do it clumsily. And then he comes in. He asks for wine because he's in so much pain. Cleopatra gives him wine, and he dies in Cleopatra's arms.
August 1st. 30 BC, all right? Now we cut